Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Happy Friday. This is your girl, Nye McGee, a.k.a. Nye Hollywood. Welcome to another exciting episode. Hopefully, it's exciting for us to host the Hollywood Hustle Show. I love hosting the Hollywood Hustle Show. How do you feel about it, Redbeard?
I love it, man. You know, I wouldn't want to be no place else than right here today at this time hosting the Hollywood Hustle Show with you. You know what I mean? Happy Friday. What's going on out there? It's your boy Redbeard.
Well, you know what? We're back. It's the end of the week for many of us, work week for many of us. Of course, if you are a freelance journalist, non-traditional journalist, or you know what? Even if you are a full-time reporter on any level, whatever scope of the news you are covering, I suppose you're working 24/7, there's always news to be reported. There's always a scoop. There's always a scoop breaking somewhere, you know, the latest scoop, right? But for many of us, Friday is here. The work week is over. Come 4 or 5 o'clock, wherever you're living, whatever part of the, you know, United States at least, you're about to turn up. Whatever level of turn up that is. Maybe it's just going home, kicking back, watching a show, you know, partaking in your favorite libation, you know. So whatever that may be here.
Shout out to 420. Shout out to 420.
Right on. So if you're tuning in to the show for the first time, Nye McGee, a.k.a. Nye Hollywood, as you know or as you may not know, I'm an entertainment reporter by day, screenwriter by night, hustling my way through Hollywood until I land that big score. And what is that big score, you may be wondering? My name in bright lights on the big screen, of course. And of course, if you've been here before, then you know the Hollywood Hustle Show is here to help content creators and their stars take their craft to the next level. We're here every Friday. You know, we have to get through the semantics of the show first, because people are just tuning in. We can't give them the goods right away, Redbeard. We have to go through the formalities first, right?
Yeah. Let them know what we're about first before you jump right up off into it, you know? Exactly.
As you know, Wednesdays we're here. We try to offer career tips and advice and talk about our hustle. I invite some of my colleagues, some industry players from Hollywood onto the show to talk about their hustle. To offer advice to content creators and their stars on how to take their careers to the next level, I should say. I'm talking too fast, so you have to forgive me. You know, us Chi-Town folks, we talk fast, especially myself, and in the process we slur and trip over our words and sometimes talk in circles, but if you pay attention, it all makes sense. Right? So, of course, the call-in number, if you want to get in on the discussion this week, 646-668-8342. Fridays, we like to chop it up here about what the industry players, what my colleagues, what those who are working behind the scenes, those who are connected, those who are in the know, what they are saying about the headlines that, you know, have people clutching their pearls, have people gasping, snatching wigs, honey. And this week, the headlines, well, we'll get to the headlines in a minute. So that's what the Friday show is all about. Of course, if we get to a headline this, you know, if we cover some headlines that, if we don't cover a headline that you feel we should cover, I should say, call us up, right? We're here live for the next hour and a half. We extended the show today because we have the Hollywood Hustle show. No, the Indy 15 show with Redbeard.
Boy,
coming up.
Do we have a dope, right? We got a dope Indy 15 today, man. We got my boy Chad London. Chad London is going crazy right now with the music, and he also has a clothing line. We're going to jump off, and we're going to talk about that a little bit, play a little bit of his music. And then we got my man, Sucker Free, coming through today. And this guy right here is crazy because he's a comedian, and now he has a diet that is it works, people. Trust me. We're going to get off into that, too, with the Indy 15. So check us out when it comes up.
Of course, if you missed the Indy 15 or any of the show this past week, we touched on tips on being a reporter, a media personality. Myself and my colleague, Jerissa Blount, who is a published author. She's a speaker, and she's headed overseas this summer to speak about women empowerment, working in entertainment as a prominent media personality. So if you missed any of that show, or any of our past shows, you can tune in here. You can access our past shows free on the Blog Talk Radio homepage here under My Hollywood Hustle. And of course, if you miss any of the live broadcast today, it's going to repeat and be available about an hour or so after the show ends. Now, I want to announce at the top of the hour that here on the Hollywood Hustle show, we're all about, you know, sharing and giving, because sharing is caring. Pay it forward. I can attest to the fact that when you pay it forward, you reap the benefits 10 times fold, okay? So I want to incorporate contests on this show. We announced, you know, this is our, like, third week here on the Hollywood Hustle show. Last month's giveaway was a DVD of Jamie Foxx's Sleepless. I think I may even have a copy of season one of Insecure from Issa Rae. You know, Issa Rae, forgive me, darling, if I'm pronouncing your name wrong. And I've interviewed Miss Rae, okay, and everyone constantly trips over her name, and that's no excuse. I just feel like she's an ice goddess, so I want to call her Ice, Issa Rae, right? Anyway, so I think I have here, because studios, as in my job as a media reporter, journalist, studios and networks, they send me, you know, review copies of all the movies, all the TV shows, well in advance or after the fact. And so I always have these copies after we give them away on my traditional channels through the various websites that I work for. So any leftovers that I have for myself, I'm going to give them away here on the podcast, right? So for June's giveaway, we have the Sleepless giveaway from the Sleepless DVD Blu-ray of Jamie Foxx. No one claimed it. And I'm going to check with the – no, I said May. That was May's giveaway. June's giveaway, I'm going to check during the break if I have season two of Issa Rae. If so, that is the June giveaway. So I'm going to add the May giveaway because it went unclaimed and the June giveaway together. And the first person to claim both of them – will own them, you know? And at the end of the show, I will announce, if you already haven't heard how to win, how to claim these prizes, because I've announced them. I announced the way you could win the prize on last week's show, on this past Wednesday show. If you missed it, you have to tune in at the end of the show, and I'll let you know how you can claim both. Now, if I don't have the Insecure DVD, I'll let you know what the other prize is. Probably, I have a lot of Star Wars stuff, Rogue One. So I know a lot of folks like Rogue One. I'll dig into the vault, see what I have from Rogue One, and maybe I'll add something from the Rogue One to the June's giveaway. So stay tuned for that. Also, before we get into the goods here, Hollywood Hustle Show again, Nye McGee. I want to let all my voice actors know, or just actors in general, looking for work, looking to expand your resume, I'm going to be incorporating an audio drama here on the Hollywood Hustle Show. Think a la who, Lawrence Fishburne, I got to look it up here, and Taye Diggs. They have a podcast right now, an audio drama. I interviewed a couple of stars from that. Of course, you know, when you're, when you've been at this for as long as I've have, and I don't, when I say at this, I mean, just working in entertainment, sometimes it all gets muffled. I'm grateful for all the opportunities, but sometimes I'm not quick to rattle off. Who was it? I know it's Taye Diggs, Lawrence Fishburne, who I've had the pleasure to speak to twice now. But Bronzeville, you can tune into Bronzeville. I think you can tune in free, bronzeville.com, to get an idea of what we're talking about here. A la Orson Welles style people. So I'm going to be looking for some voice actors for our Redbeard, you know, some Indie 15 artists. They can get in on involved with this too. NyeMcGee1@gmail. Hit me up to find out the information. Otherwise, tune in to next Wednesday's
show. Make
sure
you send me the info too so I can make a post about it as well.
Exactly. Next Wednesday's show, I'll be making a full casting announcement about the podcast and the details of it. I mean, the audio drama on this podcast, right? So, there we go. The semantics are out the way. Let's get to the goods, baby. Woo. Headlines
right,
this week,
here
man.
Go.
Here we go. I feel like I need to take a swig of water here. Talk to the people. Well, talk to the people about what's coming up. How did really quickly drop the information about contacting you for the Indie 15 while I take a quick sip before we hit the headlines.
Contact me for the Indie 15 at theindie15@gmail.com. That's the email to submit your music, clean edited music. It doesn't matter what type of genre it is, any type of artist. We want music, actors, promoters, dancers, models, whatever your hustle is in the industry, get at me so we can get you on the show. Indie15@gmail.com.
Well, fans seem to be shocked to discover that Elizabeth Moss, who I absolutely adore, I mean, I've been in love with Elizabeth Moss since, Mad Men, right? Now, if you've not seen Mad Men, then you have no idea how amazing that show is. What an incredible piece of writing that series. Like, if I could marry, Mad Men is one of those series where if I could marry that series, I would. I also feel the same way about the very last season of Torchwood, season of Earth, like Children of Earth. If anybody's a Torchwood fan or Doctor Who fan, if you watch the last season of Torchwood, I think it was called Children of Earth. Like, that was the best season. And I have this little vault in my heart called movies or television shows I would marry. And Mad Men and season last of whatever episode of Torchwood, Children of Earth, right? Anyway, fans, if you're watching Elizabeth Moss's new series on Hulu, The Handmaid's Tale, oh, this is a great series, okay? To sum it up, honey, if you're not familiar with this series, okay, I think it's like, it's a modern society, I believe, but the government has been toppled by some rogue, like, ISIS American terrorists like mofos, right? And they slaughter everyone in the government and all the politicians, and they turn all the fertile women into sex slaves because the birth rate has plummeted since the United States has gone to hell, pretty much. Of course, I'm giving you the quick NyeMcGee summary of this show. Elizabeth Moss is a handmaid, and she's, you know, one of millions across Earth that's held captive by some rich captain and his wife. And of course, the captain is infertile. He can't have children. He doesn't know this, of course. I don't want to spoil the series, but it's intrigue, political intrigue. It's sexy. It's drama. I love it. Well, fans seem shocked to discover that Miss Moss allegedly actually is living the life that she portrays in this series. Now, if y'all don't know, she's a Scientologist. And I heard at one point she tried to escape, but they got her back in, and now they keep their clutches on her. Like, wherever she goes, there's a Scientologist, like, right there on her ass. Like, you're not going anywhere, Miss Moss. And here's the thing. My thing is, all my favorite actors seem to be Scientologists, allegedly. T.C., Tom Cruise, Miss Moss. You know I love me some Jake Gyllenhaal. And all these people seem to do work that I love. So no disrespect to Scientology, but if being a Scientology is giving the people that I love more work to keep me entertained, I'm all for it. Now, speaking of, you know what I'm saying? If Miss Moss wants to live, here's the thing. Considering everything that Miss Remedy, Lord knows, have y'all been watching Leah Remedy's Scientology Behind the Scenes scoop on A&E?
I hope.
Okay. Listen, Leah Remedy has already told y'all, and if not Leah, several defactors, okay? Thousands, hundred thousands, take your pick, of ex-Scientologists have come forward with their claims. You can Google it, whether you want to believe them or not. I'm just saying, considering all that we know, according to Google and Leah, and the fact that it's 2017 and we are free citizens with free will, if modern day free will citizens want to be treated like handmaids, who am I to judge? Congratulations and shout out to Hulu for renewing the series for season 2, because I'll be here for it. If Miss Moss has to live like a handmaid to get into character, I'm all for it. And I love her. She's my girl crush. Wherever she goes, I'm here for it. She did a dynamic job in Top of the Lake. Did you guys see Top of the Lake? You can download it on Netflix. And I think she's returning for next season of Top of the Lake. Nicole Kidman is coming back. I did a preview. I saw a preview of it at TCA earlier this year. And I will be at TCA in July. That's the Television Critics Association. So stay tuned for that, because I'll be coming back with some scoop live and direct, as a matter of fact. I just also want to quickly tell you guys, speaking of shows you should be watching, just a couple to rattle off: The Handmaid's Tale, The Man in the High Castle, Fargo on FX, and I can't stress enough how much I'm loving Better Call Saul, although I have a feeling that only Breaking Bad fans can truly appreciate Better Call Saul. I mean, Redbeard, you love Breaking Bad, but you just can't get into Better Call Saul. What's up with that?
Well, no, here's the thing. I can get off into it. Like, I can watch it. It's just I never have time. You know, I'm at that time of the night, I'm out in Joliet. So I never have, and then I don't ever think to watch it when I come home or on demand or Netflix or anything like that. It was it's a good show, but I just don't have the time to watch it.
And what's
maybe
great
one day
is
I can one day I could probably binge watch. When I get some free time, I could probably binge watch a couple episodes just to get caught up from where I left off at.
What's interesting is if you watched Breaking Bad, right? And if you're not caught up with Better Call Saul yet, I'm going to go ahead and spoil something by telling you a lot of your favorite players from Breaking Bad, they're being slowly introduced into this latest season of Better Call Saul. And Vince Gilligan, the creator of the show, who, again, I've had the pleasure of interviewing. As a matter of fact, I've had the pleasure of interviewing the entire Better Call Saul cast. That's Lady Cersei Bear in the background. Shout out to Lady Cersei Bear, making her dramatic appearance yet again on the show. If you tune in a little bit longer, if you stay with us, you might hear the birds. But anyway, Vince Gilligan has done a dynamic job of reintroducing some of our favorite characters from Breaking Bad in the series. And last week he brought back Lydia, Gus, and remember the fat bodyguard? I forget his name. Huel. I'm loving
Huel.
Shout out
yeah,
to
I remember
too.
Huel.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And we now know why Jimmy McGill became or how? Let me say how. We now know, fans and viewers now know how Jimmy McGill became Saul Goodman. So you have to tune in, get caught up. So moving around along, someone said, listen, guys, LeBron's racist graffiti on his house. I mean, I don't know. One of my colleagues said this about it, okay? one of my colleagues kind of co-signed something that one of LeBron James's, you know, some sports guy, James Whitaker, I believe, sports commentator on Fox. He pretty much said LeBron doesn't have the right to complain about the graffiti on his home because he's rich. And when you're rich and black, I guess you should shut the fuck up. Right? Well, one of my colleagues kind of said the same thing. One of my black colleagues, a seasoned black colleague, kind of said the same thing. They were wondering, well, why is it when black folks get money, celebrity black folks get status, power, and money, do they automatically implant themselves in communities where they are not wanted? Now, I don't know the racial makeup of the community that LeBron lives in. Does he live in a posh white neighborhood where white folks don't care that you have money? Get out, nigga. I don't know. My colleague seems to think so. And my colleague says, you know what? I agree with Whitaker. F you, LeBron. Take your black ass to a black affluent neighborhood, because I know a lot. Contrary to popular belief, there are affluent, well-to-do, posh, rich, whatever word, adjective you want to ascribe, areas in the United States that are comprised of affluent, educated, powerful black people. But for some reason, a lot of us, when we get money, power, and status, we don't seek out those communities. We want to go to areas where we risk, you know, get out and we're, you know what I'm saying? And now LeBron James is hosting press conferences. And
you already have to know that just because you have money and fame that you're not immune to that. So moving into a neighborhood, you should be able to move into a neighborhood without having to worry about that stuff type of stuff happening to you. True. But at the same time, you still have to know that because you're in that neighborhood, it's possible that something like that can happen. Now, the press conferences, I think LeBron did a great job. I think he handled himself, and because he could have took it to another level, and they could, which would probably have him looking like Colin, and I'm pretty sure he thought about it. But he did a good job on the press conference. And I don't think he went seeking for the press conferences. I think they came to him for him.
And he felt compelled to make a statement.
Yeah, you know, you would have to. You got to speak on that.
Right, absolutely, absolutely.
He did a good job.
Now, for me, now, while some people found, you know, the LeBron racist graffiti troubling, the most troubling headline this week, and the reaction to his reaction to the racial vandalism onto his home, both the social media reaction and the reaction from sports fans and colleagues and critics alike, right? Some people found that the most troubling headline. Others found the Kathy Griffin Trump, headless Trump photo, the most troubling. I'm going to be honest with you guys, and maybe this is the sick, twisted, jaded, you know, writer in me. When I first saw that photo of Kathy Griffin's Trump, beheaded Trump, okay, it came down my Facebook social feed, right? I saw the photo before I saw the headline, and my first reaction is, why is she holding a beheaded picture of Michael Myers? Are they revamping Halloween with Kathy Griffin? And why does he look like Trump? And then I scrolled up and read the headline like, oh, it is Trump. And before I could really fully digest the photo, right, because my initial reaction after I said, oh, it is Trump, I was like, well, it's Kathy Griffin. That's what she does. She's outrageous. She's controversial. It's artistic expression. I'm an artist as well. I get it. I mean, Y'all put a noose around an image of Obama's head and had him eating watermelon, okay? Where was the media outcry? I don't remember anybody losing their job, you know, or being the talking point on Fox News when they had an image of Obama and burning him on the cross in their lawns, or, you know, when Southern racist white folks all across America, or just racist white folks, not necessarily Southern, all across America, angry that Obama was the president. Remember all the racist images Remember how they took his image and all the racist depictions from the lynch burnings?
Right, they had one. You remember the one Pope picture? He had a hope picture, and they changed it to rope.
Right. Never once was it, funny. You know, a national discussion, the racist depiction of former President Obama. Okay, so meanwhile, while I'm trying to process, oh, it's her artistic expression. Before that could even digest, Kathy Griffin was on the news or on social media talking about, hey, screw you, I'm not apologizing. Then it went from, you're wrong, get this crazy bitch off the news, destroy her career. Then she went from, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know I was going to offend anyone. Bad taste, poor judgment, please accept my apology. And then it went to, she's been fired from CNN and all her stand-up gigs across the nation have been canceled. Jesus A. Christ, really? I mean, I feel like I'm just now digesting it all as I speak it out. Who gives a rat's ass? And now they're telling me Trump wants us to believe Little Baron is traumatized from seeing his dad's face, headless head on the news.
That's incredible right there.
I say because I'm trying to buy it. Perhaps, I mean, I don't mean to bring the kid into it, but leave the kid out of it because it's politics, you know. Y'all didn't care about Sasha Malia's feelings when they saw their father lynched up and burning and eating watermelon being the pick a nigger on the White House lawn, right? Like those images, right? Nobody cared. Meanwhile, over at ABC, the first black bachelorette has been teamed with a racist Trump supporter. Have you guys heard about this? We're going to drop this bit of information, and we may take a quick break because I know we have your first Indie 15 artist coming up, Chad London. He should be calling in here any moment, and we will get right into the Indie 15 and allow Redbeard to chop it up with Chad London. But before we go there, before we take a quick break, I found this the most troubling headline of the week. ABC casting the first black bachelorette, Rachel Lindsay is her name, with this publicly racist Trump supporter. Now listen, the fact that he's a Trump supporter is neither here nor there. I don't care about his political affiliation. But his Twitter account, which is now set on private, shout out to all the social media sleuths who somehow uncovered his racist tweets in the past and sexist. You know, he's anti-liberal, anti-woman, anti-Muslim, anti-Islam. He hates Black Lives Matter. He thinks the NAACP is just as racist as the KKK. And if you follow my work on EURweb.com, I did a story about this just a couple days ago, EURweb.com, or go to my Facebook page. You can follow links to EUR and pull up more pages under my account there to see the story if you don't find it on the homepage there. But I did a story about this. I found this the most troubling simply because, hold on, shout out to Redbeard. Hold on 1 second, Redbeard. Absolutely, yes. But no. He knows what I'm saying. We're on two different landscapes here, me and Redbeard. Hold on. Sorry, guys. I had to send a note to Redbeard because we're not in the same space. Chad London, if you're listening, call back. We'll get you on the line. Just give me a minute. Okay, if that's Chad London on the line, 312, I see you. We're coming up to you. But I want to get to this point really quick. I'm going to make this point. We're going to drop a Chad London single and come back with his chat with Redbeard. This is why I found this most disturbing. So the first black bachelorette has been teamed with this racist Trump supporter, okay? And ABC, the question on social media is, did ABC know? Of course they knew. These networks, they do a background check on all these contestants, all these players, okay? They knew. They brought him on this show for controversy, to drum up ratings. Look, people like me are talking. The blogs are talking. But I found it disturbing because there are black women and white men out there who legitimately are open to interracial dating, okay? all types of folks, but I'm going to speak white men and black women specifically. Here you have this show for the first time in history. You're bringing a black woman, making her the center, making her the focus, and centering something positive, love, relationships, commitment around her and finding love for her. How rare do we see that, even in make-believe? So now we're going to taint it with racism. Hindering, I view, on a personal level, and for those watching it and those open to interracial relationships, making it difficult for them to connect in the real world. You know how many white male friends I have and those who I've met in my career and over my lifespan and even those who I've dated who have expressed simply, I want to date black women. I'm open to dating. I'm very open to dating black women, but I don't know how she's going to, I'm afraid to approach them because of X, Y, Z, because of she might think I'm this way. She might think I'm that way. All these misconceived, all these stereotypes that black women may have about white men and vice versa. Now we have to add this, oh, is he a racist, a covert racist? You know what I'm saying? Thanks to the conversation centered around this ABC casting. Do we now have to worry about, many of us were already worrying about this or concerned about this when it comes to dating out. Is this non-black man that I'm dating, is he seeing me for me, a human being, my womanhood? Does he recognize my black womanhood and the struggles that we go through and the challenges? Is he willing to ride and die with me for that and love unconditionally and vice versa? Cool, right? Or is he one of those who covertly has these racial fetishes, racial ideologies, okay, where he doesn't mind sticking his tip inside of a black woman, but he hates black men. He hates black culture. You know, he hates all things blackness. And the only black woman he could really love is one who hates blackness and black men just as much as he does, right? These are kind of the things that are going on in my mind and the conversation I feel and the negativity and the damage that this casting is doing. I don't know. Maybe I'm jaded. Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. You can call in and weigh in. We're going to take a break here. We are going to kick it right now into the Indy 15. Sorry I stuttered there. Like I said, me and Red Bear are in two separate locations. He's sending me notes on the low about the Indy 15. I got you, Red Bear. I'm taking a break. But did you feel me about the racist casting, though? Am I just rambling, or do you get it?
I get it.
All right.
Just to sum it up.
All right. He's ready to move it on. As you can hear, he's like, I don't care. If the black woman ain't with the black man, that's her fault. All right, here you go. I'll tell you like my mama told me. She's like, again, this is a PG-13, so I'm going to drop some language here. If you're at work or around children, turn it down right now. I'm going to say this. We're going to go into chat London and kick off the Indy 15. My mother told me, because I'm a grown-ass woman, she said, if you date a white man or a nigga, she didn't say black man because there's a difference between black man and a nigga. She said, if you date a white man or a nigga and he beats your ass, don't bring that shit home to me because your ass know better. And right now, we're going to go into chat London, and then we're going to kick off the Indy 15.
Life and I'm in the gym. Make it rain on your girlfriend, she gon' sink or swim. Money on my mind, just like a snapback. And she gon' twerk it for real on Snapchat. Foreign's coming like a Drake disc, back to back. Caught a case a couple years ago, when that's back to rap. And if this gon' pop that. Girl Scout cookies got me higher than the jet. 52 cards, man, I stay on deck. Free King team, man, chase that check. Bankroll shorty gon' break that neck. Child on the boy, man, I heard you up next. In the booth, you the truth, and you all about your loop. And the haters gon' hate, and the real gon' select.
Bankroll, yeah, bankroll, yeah. Shorty gon' make me blow a bankroll.
Tonight she ain't got a man. Nah. I'm on fire around this. Girl, you gon' need a fan. My eyes on straight Japan. Her eyes on all these bands. Her eyes on all these brands. Cause she a gold digger. And I got gold bigger. Than the old jigger. And so much gold. So I should've took the train. A different world of Wayne. We living in the world of pain. So I'm about to make it rain. A whole lot of gas to flame. And boy, you been a lame. And I ain't gon' say no names. Cause I'm on top of the game.
Number is 646-668-8342. Again, this is the Indie 15, where we put the spotlight on local indie artists that's making moves and headlines in the industry. Right there, you was just listening to my homeboy, Chad London. Man, bro is going crazy right now in the land. He's doing big things. So we actually brought him in today. That's our Indie 15 spotlight. Chad London, you online, bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's good? Would you do me a favor? Turn your radio down just a little bit in the background because we're getting a little feedback.
Oh, Lord, I'm about to use cars. There might be one of them in the car. Hold on, let me walk away. You can hear me?
Yes, sir. What's good, my dude?
Chilling, same old, just enjoying this weather right now.
Man, because it's beautiful out here right now, right?
Definitely.
Indeed. So, look, we just dropped one of your joints right there. That was a bankroll, right? That goes crazy, man. So for the people who are tuning in that haven't heard about Chad London, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about Chad London right quick?
Cool. I'm Chad London, a.k.a. Hefe London. Entrepreneur, artist, songwriter, fashion designer, you name it, I'm into it. I'm also into artist development as well.
Damn, see the whole and the list goes on. You gotta have a money stream. You can't just focus on one thing. You gotta have different things to fall into the pond to get rich out here. I like that. So as far as the music is concerned, bro, what inspired the movement behind the whole Chad London music?
Just growing up on like real hip hop, like I grew up listening to Biggie, Tupac. Like, and right now, like, I think music helped me so much in my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, just getting through hard times and being down and getting motivated, like, music is like a vibe. So it actually helped me, you know what I'm saying, develop to the person I am right now. When I thought I could never reach the top from the bottom, it was songs like that Jay-Z put out that motivated me to let me know that a poor kid from Chicago could actually make something out of himself.
Right, right. And bro, I'm telling you, keep doing what you're doing because you're almost there. Now, you got a whole brand going on as far as Free Kings, the fashion. What's up with that?
Definitely.
Tell the people about that Free Kings, bro, because you're doing big things with that.
Okay, y'all can follow Free Kings at Free Dynasty _ on Instagram. Free Kings, it's a clothing brand that I developed due to, like, all the violence that was going on between, like, the police and African-Americans, as well as, like, black-on-black crime, just trying to bring awareness to our people that we are descendants of kings and queens. We conduct ourselves as such. So we got the Free Kings, Free Queens T-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you name, we got it. And we just really trying to inspire our people to, you know what I'm saying? The slogan is free to think, free to live. At the end of the day, it's free to think, free to live. So you can control your own destiny.
Nice, nice. Control your own destiny. Exactly. So going forward, what type of movement, what can we expect from Chad London in the near future? Outside of the Free Kings and outside of the music. Anything special that you got working on?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm actually writing an urban novel, actually, that I want to turn into a movie. So that's going to be huge. So I've been working on this novel for about 6 months now.
Really? All right, see, that's actually not Hollywood's department right there with the writing and that type of thing. You can probably link up with her on that.
That's what it is. Yeah, I'm trying to be a published author, man, and get a couple movie scripts going on.
Ah, we'll definitely actually. Now that's something that we have to bring you back on when you get something that we can check out, and you can come back on the platform and promote that. So now, what I want to do actually before we get you up out of here, we got another joint, Any Given Sunday. Who produced this?
That's Vibe Beats. He's located out, I think, in Ohio. Like a lot of producers, I actually meet via the internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, they rock with my sound, and I really like their sound, too, because I work with probably only, like, four producers for the most part, and they just bring the best out of me. So Any Given Sunday, when I first heard that joint, you hear it, it's an anthem, you know what I'm saying? It's an anthem.
And it actually is, though. Anybody you looking forward to working with as far as production-wise or artist-wise?
Production-wise, I definitely want to work with somebody like let me think. DJ Mustard. I like that West Coast sound.
Okay.
I really do.
Okay.
Metro Boomin. Like people, and even local, like hot local producers in Chicago. Like I'm one of them people, like I'm easy to link with. If you're serious about your business, we could definitely link. Oh, yeah. Let me just throw this out there. Sunday, I will be performing at Refuge Live located 416 South Clark. And I got my Hefe Season concert coming up July 1st, too.
Nice. See, that's that. And you actually took a. You actually killed one of my questions because I was definitely going to ask you where your next performance at. That's great.
This Sunday
at Refuge. All right, bet. So now we get ready. Don't go nowhere, Chad. We're going to drop that Any Given Sunday right quick, and we're going to come right back with you.
Bet, cool.
So for everybody that's out there, this is Chad London, another joint from Chad London. We call this one Any Given Sunday. Go ahead and rock that.
I had to make a play, had to make some clips. I'm tryna ball on them,
tryna ball on them,
like Dr. J.
Like,
I had to make a way. I had to make a play, cause I'm tryna ball on them,
tryna ball on them,
like Dr. J. Any given Sunday, I'm always counting money. Any given Sunday, I'm always chasing money. Any given Sunday, I'm always counting money. Any given Sunday, I'm always chasing money.
I woke up this morning, said a prayer, got to the money. Bill checks keep coming, so I'ma hustle like rent do. And shoot on them, no tissue. Damn, pops, I miss you. I'm on the deal with that issue, but now I'm taking off like a missile. I always kept me a pistol, I always kept me a bad chick. Work disappeared, no magic. Money talk, plastic. 7 cents for that bag boy. He had a dream, I was signing bad boy. In a booth with Biggie on the phone with Pop. This rap, I got it locked. The cops, they the real ops. I'm a flop. Don't you try to swat. I'm bending blocks in a foreign thing. Married to the game, no wedding ring. Never trip about petty things. OG Kush, my medicine. No mid grade, just Vaseline. Diamond jumping like a trampoline.
I had to make a way. I had to make a play. Had to make a play. I'm trying to ball on
them.
Like Dr. J. I had to make a way. I had to make a play. Cause I'm trying to ball on them. Like Dr. J.
Any given Sunday, I'm always counting money. Any given Sunday, I'm always chasing money. Any given Sunday, I'm always counting money. Any given Sunday, I'm always chasing money.
Mama need her bills paid. Remember I was drinking Kool-Aid in the kitchen whipping up a sandwich. Then I started selling ounces. Probably could have been an accountant. Where they can't pronounce it. Money stacking like a mountain. Throw these honey, she bouncing. My wrist looking like a fountain. Watch your face, I'm trying to drown it. None around me. Bonnet straight up out the county.
Let's get it.
Paper towel, money bounty. In the jungle where they found me. Kingin' on them better crown me. Kingin' on them better crown me. I had to make a way. I had to make a play. I'm tryna ball on them.
Tryna ball on them.
Like Dr. J.
I had to make a way.
I had to make a play.
Cause I'm tryna ball on them.
Tryna ball on them.
Like Dr. J.
Any given Sunday, I'm always counting money. Any given Sunday, I'm always chasing money. Any given Sunday, I'm always counting money. Any given Sunday, I'm always chasing money.
Crazy on the music, man. Hey, tell everybody where they can follow you on your social media and where they can get your music if it's available for download.
Cool. Y'all can follow me on all social media, actually, at Chad London, the number 5. That's all social media outlets, Chad London, the number 5. My music is on SoundCloud for free download. I got a whole mixtape on datpiff.com for free download. Live mixtape, free download. You type in Chad London, my music going to pop up. I just dropped a mixtape, Kinglish, that was on Christmas Eve, actually. And I'm about to drop Hefe Season real soon. So Any Given Sunday is actually the first single off Hefe Season, actually.
Nice. All right, so look, bro, I know you a busy man. I don't want to keep too much of your time. I appreciate you 1,000% for stopping by to drop these tracks with us and to chop it up with us on Indie 15. Man, good luck.
Hey,
and trust me, I will have you back, bro.
Hey, appreciate you. Let me shout out to DJ Reese, man. That's Tink Official DJ. Shout out to Black Wealth. That's my team, man. That's who I'm working with. That's
indeed
who helping me push and brand myself in the best way possible. So shout out to the whole Black Wealth family. Free King. Shout out to you, Redbeard, too, man.
100, bro. I appreciate it, man. And once again, y'all, keep in tune with Chad London, man. Chad London number 5. That's the number 5 right behind Chad London on all the social media. And it's the Indie 15, man. We got you.
Peace.
Thank you, Chad London, for tuning in, checking it out, and chopping it up with the Hollywood Hustle Show. Now, Redbeard, I sent you a message on the low, man. I need to know. Your next guest is this who's on the line? We have a 773 caller on the line. And if that's your next guest, if you want to go right into it, we can.
All right, let me double check. But if you got some things you want to chop it up right quick, we can come
well,
right back
to it.
I'm going
to put 773 on live just to see who it is. 773, you're live on the Hollywood Hustle Show. Who is this?
Hello. Who is this?
I guess.
Caller, are you there?
Oh, yeah,
hello?
She's there. Are you calling in or are you just listening?
I actually called in. I was listening to Chad London's interview.
Oh, beautiful,
oh,
beautiful.
Well,
thank you for supporting Chad London. That's why I like that. That's what's up. What's your name?
My name is Maria. I work with Chad London, yeah.
Definitely. Maria, we appreciate you for calling in. What'd you think of the interview? How was it?
I thought it was dope. I'm really happy for him. I'm really inspired by Chad. I think he's a hardworking individual. He's definitely, like, next up in this industry. He's dope.
Yeah,
I really
definitely.
Blessed that I called in and listened in on his interview. I have, like, the biggest smile on my face right now.
Oh, man, I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
That's what it's all about, support and the love that comes from the support. And I can assure you, Chad London, and artists who are genuine and passionate about their career and their drive, and authentic, it feels so good to receive that type of love from supporters like you, Maria. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good day.
You do
too. I didn't mean to put you on the spot like that. We just wanted to make sure you
really
were somebody.
Did. I'm sitting here like, wait, are they talking to me?
Because you know what? We can't tell. We can't tell if a person's calling in. We need to get a better screening way to screen callers. I couldn't tell if you wanted to call in, ask a question. But my apologies. But I'm glad
it's okay.
Them
off. It's okay.
No, it actually worked out
weekend.
For the better.
It really did. Shout out to Chad London. Shout out to Black Wolf. Shout out to Bud Is Dope. DJ Reese. Everybody, like, this is dope.
Yeah,
right
100.
On.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Awesome sauce. Okay, so.
Yeah, that was pretty high right there.
Yeah, I didn't mean to put Homegirl on the spot like that, but thanks for tuning in. I just wanted to be sure. There is a way to screen calls, and I was trying to do it while Chad's song was playing, but I don't think she could hear me. Or maybe I wasn't doing it right. So there we have it. But she contributed to the Indy 16 nonetheless.
Yeah, nonetheless. Right. We got a first call. That was hot. I actually like that. That was good support.
So we do
right
have
there.
Another caller on the line. Maybe this is your person. 708?
Yep.
You think that's you? All right. Well, we're going to get
that's
to that Sucker Free. He's a comedian coming up here, right?
Yeah, that's Sucker Free. Oh, man, we getting ready to chop it up with Sucker Free.
I just want to remind everyone, if you're just now tuning in really quickly, we're going to move right into the next part of the Indy 15. If you missed the top of the hour, I have a two prize giveaway here on the Hollywood Hustle Show. One of them is the Sleepless DVD Blu-ray starring Jamie Foxx, and I'll let you know what the second one is when we come back up after the end of Redbeard's second half of the Indy 15. And if you want the prize, if you want to claim the prize, I'm going to announce at the end of the show how you can claim that prize. Now, Redbeard, who's coming up next, darling?
Well, coming up next, we got my man Sucker Free. He's getting ready to talk about this comedy that he's off into. And then he's got this crazy diet that he developed. And when I tell you people it works, believe me, it works. Because I've known this brother a long time. And the progress that he's made is magnificent. Now, right now, you're actually getting ready to jump off into a new single of mine. It's called Swerve. It's featuring June B, produced by The Legion. And it's cracking. Let's get into it.
All right, quick break here on the Hollywood Hustle Show. Stay with us.
This is The Legion.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? She getting on my nerves. Got no time for people daddy. You can't hit the curve. I'ma keep on doing me. You do you. That's the sure one. Shawty says she wanna drink. What it looks like we pain. Like we swerve. I ain't gon' buy you nothing. I'ma keep on doing my thing.
This ain't that song, let me buy you a drink. This guy ain't gon' buy you nothing. I'ma do me, and she know I ain't stunting. I told her do her, now she offering the. It's a few blows, say I ain't even got time. That's how I pulled up to drop her off on the curb. That's how I pulled off, she was getting on my nerves.
So I said it, I'ma keep on doing my thing.
Swerve, swerve,
hit your shit before she swerve. There's some boys in it hot. Point them out and make them swerve. Cause they ain't doing nothing. Get on my nerves. Here goes my last one. Swerve with blood and cash up. Bustin', flexin', geeked up. Swerve at me, I'm doing. I ain't T-Pain. Swerve with blood and cash up. I'm bustin', flexin', geeked up. Swerving me, I'm doing. I ain't T-Pain.
We back once again with another spotlight. It's your boy Redbeard. I'm the host, and you're listening to the Indie 15 on the Hollywood Hustle Show. If you want to call in, the number is 646-668-8342. And right now, I got something different. No music right now. No art. This is a comedian that I've known for a while, and it's kind of crazy to see this brother in the position that he's in right now, because I take my hats off to this dude. I got my man Sucker Free on the line right now. You there, Brody? What's good?
What's going on? What's going on, Red Beer? How you doing, baby?
Yes.
We live, baby.
We live, baby. What's good, my dude? Man, how have you been? You enjoying this weather out here in Chicago or what?
Oh, man, I'm just out here, man, just trying to duck the thoughts and the shots. You know what I mean, man? You know how it is, boy.
The dot, but...
I'm ducking the thoughts and the shots. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Hey, when they get 80, they get crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you mean. So, look, tell the people out there a little bit about Sucker Free, because there's a lot of people that's probably chiming in that know about you and some that don't. Let them know about Sucker Free a little bit.
Well, first of all, my name is I Am Sucker Free, because, you know, they call me Sucker Free for short, because, you know, Sucker Free was already a movement. It's already names and businesses. Shout out to everybody that's they're doing their own Sucker Free movement. So, you know, I had to change it. I had to copyright I Am Sucker Free, you know, just like a Tribe Called Quest. That's my
right.
old name, but you call me Sucker Free for short.
Right.
It's all love, baby. But now, what I've been basically doing, man, is just urban comedy, man, just bringing it back to the realness, you know what I'm saying? No wigs, no dresses, you know, just being me, basically. Sucker Free is just being me.
Because, bro, you notice that a lot of the comedy right now is with wigs and dresses. What's up with that?
Man,
I don't understand well where people are coming from with that thinking. It's funny to a certain extent, but I think you can go a different route. But with the comedy, though, so what actually inspired you to get off into comedy?
Bro, just being in the hood for years, just trying to, you know, just being cool, man. I've always been a cool dude. Like, when people start arguing and fighting, man, I just try to hit people with some punchlines, you know what I'm saying? Just make a joke out the situation and just ease everybody's mind, man. I've been doing it for years, and it was like, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and give it a shot, man, you know. So
right,
I'm still,
exactly.
You know, I'm a work in progress, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, a lot of
everybody,
our comedy, you know, it's unscripted.
Right. And uncut, because I follow you on Facebook, and you go crazy. You go crazy on your social media. Now, you started a diet, though. What's up with Sucker-Free diet? Now, you're going to have to get into full detail for listeners out there, because I know there's some people out there that's trying to get in shape. And, bro, you are doing your thing right now with it.
Yeah, I lost 210 pounds, man. Appreciate that.
Tell them again.
I lost 210 pounds. No gym.
Exactly.
No diet pills. No salads. No shakes. No teas. You know, I'm going to get the people enough, you know what I'm saying, to get them started. I can't give them too much because I'm actually in the process of getting my diet published. But basically, what I did was I just took a whole bunch of diet concepts and I just created a method, you know what I'm saying, that fits me to where I can. It's going on 16 months and I haven't gained 1 pound since I started losing weight.
Wow.
So, right,
yeah,
on.
Basically what I do.
Yeah, you hear that, Hollywood? I mean, he's 210 pounds. And when I tell you it works, I've known this brother for quite some time. And we part of the Big Brother family. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And he's done his thing and his homework to get to where he is right now. Trust me. Now, I know you probably can't give him, like you said, you can't give him too much, but what's a daily routine that you incorporated into your diet?
Okay, and the main thing I do, see, I eat on a time schedule. You know, I believe you could train your body. Same way you potty train, you know what I'm saying? You don't pee on yourself when you sleep, right? I train my body to curb the hunger pains, and I feed my body like on a time method. So basically, in a typical day, I wake up 4 in the morning, the best time to eat breakfast. That's the most important meal. I wake up, I eat as early as I can to get my metabolism started.
Okay.
And I just eat. I try to manage every day eating at the same time without going overtime.
Okay.
I eat my breakfast, lunch, and my dinner. I don't eat dinner past 6 p.m. And then just lean meat, man.
Oh, you stop at 6, huh? Okay.
I stop at
7. You stop at 6, huh? Okay.
And that's good. When I first started, I mean to cut you off, bro. When I first started, I was doing how I cut weight so fast, I was stopping at 4. At 4 p.m. every day, I didn't eat nothing after 4 p.m., maybe an orange or an apple. But that was getting a little too hectic for me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'd be sitting around starving. You know what I'm saying? So I'm comfortable with 6 p.m.
Okay.
On the rear.
Okay.
Belly doing flips. Yeah.
And so what about like an exercise regimen? You weren't doing no like extreme going to the gym, nothing like that.
Nah.
You did everything outside, natural, fresh air, on the trail, right?
Exactly. No, not knocking the gym, because my thing about the gym, I think gym is for people that's already physically fit. Like my experiences with gyms, with other diets before, when I went to the gym, it didn't do nothing but make me hungry. I work up an appetite. And I believe, like, if you already toned or you're trying to tone, the gym is for that purpose. It's not losing weight. So what I do is I just did I ran in place, like, 30 seconds, 5 sets of 30 seconds. Like, and, you know, I did everything in sets. Like, I did sets of push-ups. I did 100 push-ups in sets of 10. I did 50 sit-ups in sets of 10. I did 30 jumping jacks in sets of 5. And I tried to make sure I did that. Throughout, you know, it's 24 hours in a day. You know, you can knock it out in 1 hour if that's you. More power to you if you can knock it out in 1 hour. I couldn't knock it out in 1 hour. But, you know, about 3-4 hours, 5 hours at the most, I try to complete my exercise task. And then I walked every day. I started out doing 2 miles, walking 2 miles on a walk trail. So now I'm up to 6 now.
What?
So, yeah.
Very nice.
Not so more so every day. Every day I do 2. I'm guaranteed 2 every day. But some days when I'm really feeling myself, you know what I'm saying, when I'm feeling sexy and I feel like I'm on style, look, and I feel like I'm, hey, I know the summer's approaching, you know,
yeah,
I go hard.
You said you had a goal, too, that you got set for the summer, right?
Yeah. Spandex, you know, buddy love. I'm new age. All spandex, summer 17.
Spandex, bro. Is that the route we really going?
No, you know, that's just my inspiration, bro. Like let me clear it up about the spandex. Remember on Nutty Professor when he said, "What are you like?" All spandex.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just use that as my comical motivation, letting people know I'm rocking spandex this summer. All spandex.
No rompers,
spandex,
though, bro.
Turtleneck.
No rompers.
I draw a line in skinny jeans.
Okay, cool. All right, bet. we could probably deal with the skinny jeans, but if we catch you in a romper, you know the hood gonna go crazy on you, bro. We ain't having that. So look,
exactly.
Tell everybody right now where they can follow the entire I Am Sucker Free movement, whether it's the diet or the comedy. Where can they follow you at?
Man, you can follow me. You can follow me on Instagram at Sucker Free GTV. That's SUCKAFREE GTV, no space. Snapchat, Sucker Free 65. That's SUCKAFREE 6, 5, no space. Facebook at Clinton Stokes. I'm full, but you will follow me. My page is public. That's Clinton Stokes. Like YouTube, Sucker Free GTV, same as the rest, no space.
And then, you know what? I can't leave without you telling them about Grocery Style, bro. What's up with the Grocery Style?
Yeah.
Did you stop the Grocery Style?
No. See, I didn't know what the Grocery Style, I had took it to a level that they weren't ready. Like, they wasn't ready for the Grocery Style. And let me explain Grocery Style. I'm trying to be as clean as possible. Like, with the Grocery Style, the whole thing, see, everybody been eating groceries like booty. You know what I'm saying? Like groceries, whatever. How to say it go. I just took it to Grocery Style is the act of eating the booty like groceries. It's like doggy style. That means you eat booty in the Grocery Style position. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, lay a female down flat on her stomach and eat the booty like a dog bowl. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? That's Grocery Style.
Lord today.
Grocery Style.
Right up your alley. That's right up your alley, Red Beard.
Yep, yeah, that's my man. You know what I'm saying? So, Grocery Style. Hey, you got videos on the Grocery Style, right?
Yes, videos on the Grocery Style. Oh, yeah, check out my fan page on Facebook, man. I got 28,000 followers, 28 likes. 28,000 likes, 29,000 followers on my fan page. That's official Sucker Free.
No, wait a minute. Before we hang up, let me ask you right quick before we hang up. This is Nye Hollywood. Sucker Free, speaking of your social media, 28,000 fans, amazing, incredible, right? Tell us why. Tell the audience why. Tell everybody out there hustling, trying to do what you do. Tell them why social media is important to your brand and branding efforts?
Because social media is the key to advertisement. Everything we do in this world is advertisement. Like Facebook, Snapchat, all that wouldn't be what it is without the word of mouth, without advertisement. Like you don't see no commercials for Snapchat telling you to download Snapchat. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like when times is changing and with the newer generation, You gotta, our president, you know what I'm saying? He tweets.
Right.
So it's like.
Exactly.
So it's like, yeah, but.
Definitely important.
It's very important, man. It's very important. It's changing lives, man. And shout out, man, to Hollywood Hustle, Red Beard, y'all doing y'all thing. Man, I'm a supporter. I'm letting all my people know. Follow the move.
Appreciate it. Yeah, definitely. Anybody that you got that's making moves in the land that want to get on this platform, man, you let's send them my way. I appreciate you for stopping by, bro.
Appreciate you, man. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day. I'm going to get out here and probably Grocery Style. Sorry. You know what I'm saying?
All right, bro. Have a good one, man. Enjoy this weather.
All right, you too.
Yes, sir. Hey, this is your boy Redbeard, man, on the Indy 15, man. Hey, if you know anybody, if you're listening and you know anybody that wants to be a part of this platform, tell them to send their material to the Indy15@gmail.com or follow me on anything at Redbeard438. Get at me, man. It's the Indy 15 on the Hollywood Hustle. Yeah.
Throw it up, throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Put it up, put it up. That's how we ball out. Throw it up, throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Throw it up, throw it up. That's how we fall out. Strip clubs and dollar bills. I got more money. Patron shop, gonna get a refill. I got more money. Strippers going up and down that pole. I got more money. 4 o'clock and we ain't going home. I got more money. Money makes the world go round. I got more money. Dance make your girl go down. I got more money. Climb over that cane. Money. So look in your eyes, I know you want more. So got more money. Oh, 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 all I see is shine. All I see is dollars. shit fall off from the sky. Throw it up, watch it all fall out. Throw it up, that's how we ball out. Throw it up, watch it all fall out. Throw it up, that's how we ball out. 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 That lake costs $100 bill. So got my money, gold all up in my grill. So got my money, who cares how you hate it feel? So got my money, call Jay up and go to jail. So got my money, my fragrance on and they love my smell. So got my money, so who cares about what I spend? So got my money, my pocket's deep and they never end. So got my money, I'm going dumb with. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out.
Hollywood Hustle Show. It's your girl, Nye McGee, a.k.a. Nye Hollywood. I was about to call myself Nala. You know what's interesting? I have longtime friends who, they don't call me Nye. I guess for some reason, when I say Nye, it sounds like I'm saying Naya. I have friends that, and I don't mind it. I love it. And shout out to any of my friends listening. I'm not dissing you in any way. Notice I've never corrected you because I don't mind. If you want to call me Naya, Naomi, Noreen, I'm all about the alias because you never know when you might have to make a quick getaway, especially under our new presidency. I'm all about the aliases. How do you feel about that, Red Beard?
You know how many aliases I got. I go at Theodore, Alphonse, Money and Change, Mac Bundy, Red Beard, you know, Mickey. I got 1,000 aliases, so trust me, you definitely need an alias.
All right, Hollywood Hustle listeners, we still have a little over 15 minutes left in the show. Still time to call in and talk about whatever you want to call it, whatever, troubling headlines you want to discuss, get my opinion about, 646-668-8342. Now, if you listen to Wednesday's show, we kind of talked about that blind item that has been, like, an itch on my ass ever since I read it. According to legend Kim Novak, legendary Kim Novak, the diva, the Don, baby. And apparently Sammy Davis Jr., according to legend, they had a love child. Kim put the love child up for adoption. The child, a girl, was raised by an affluent family over in Europe. Sammy and Kim had a relationship with the child growing up. Kim, who's still alive and apparently lives in Chicago, continues to have a relationship with her daughter, and Kim and daughter have a agreement that when Kim dies, the daughter can come out and publicly announce who her parents are. Why would anyone care? Because apparently the daughter is a famous black actress, European, British black actress, and we all know who she is. So my colleagues, I've been asking some of my colleagues, who could it be? I have one friend who suggested Naomi Campbell. We all know it's not her. Naomi Harris, perhaps? We all know Naomi Harris, the black hottie from 28 Days Later. 28 Days Later. Now, listen. Just really on a side note, 28 Days Later, talk about the hottest interracial pairing. Cillian Murphy, if I'm saying it right, hot, and Naomi Harris, the hottie, battling zombies together and crushing on each other. Was that not the hottest interracial pairing on screen in the past decade? Who else is on the list, ladies? What would you add? Anyway, so who could it be? Thandi Newton, some of these suggestions. That was my first thought, Thandi Newton. Something for y'all to think about. Now, one of the publications that I write for, EURweb.com, we've been reposting some blind items from some of my favorite celebrity blind item sites. and some of the reveals I said I would talk about. Now, I'm not going to – you can go to the blind item category on EURweb.com, read through them, and all I'll say is this. We published the tea on Yolanda Adams from Real Housewives of – is it Beverly Hills? We published some tea about – some alleged tea, we say allegedly, Rob Kardashian and his love life, Usher and his sexuality, which is, you know, maybe not a secret, allegedly. Kim Kardashian and the charade of a marriage that she is in with Kanye West. I think we've published a couple of blind items about them. So I'm just telling you who the reveals are now, people. We didn't post the reveal on the site, but you could read the blind item, then come back and maybe make a mental reference of this moment in time on the show. Jim Carrey, we posted a blind item about Madonna. There's a juicy blind item about Madonna up. Again, EURweb.com. Go to the blind items category to get the scoop. What is the latest scoop? Kelly Rowland allegedly is a lesbian. Is that a secret to anyone who works in the industry? I don't think so. Outside of the scenes, perhaps. Again, we say allegedly, even though many of us have witnessed things, know things to be for certain, you have to say allegedly so you don't get sued, right? What else? There was another scoop I was going to drop, but before, I'm scrolling back through my notes. But before I get there, just a reminder, the contest here, Insecure. I have Insecure Season 1 on HBO DVD to give away, as well as the Blu-ray DVD Digital HD of Sleepless starring Jamie Foxx. Now, the Sleepless DVD was our May giveaway. Perhaps y'all don't want it. Perhaps y'all don't like Jamie Foxx in action, but I heard it's thrilling. It's exciting. DVD
yeah,
collector?
I actually heard it was pretty good, too.
Yeah, movie buffs, the Sleepless DVD can be yours, and the first season of HBO's Insecure can be yours. That's the June giveaway prize. The May prize rolls over to June, and so forth. If no one claims these two prizes this month, then they'll roll over into the July prize. Keep it up, and someone will have a nice Christmas basket by the end of the year if they continue to go unclaimed. So how do you claim these two DVDs if you want them? It's very easy. Go to Nye McGee's Instagram page, or, you know what, right here on the Blog Talk Radio homepage, the homepage that you are listening to this show from, blogtalkradio.com/myHollywoodHustle. There's a comment section. You can leave a comment, like a Facebook comment at the bottom of the page, or you can go to my, my Instagram page and leave a comment anywhere under any photo saying, I listen to the Hollywood Hustle show. I want the DVDs. Hashtag Hollywood Hustle. That's it. Go to any photo on my Instagram page or go to the comment section here on the Blog Talk Radio Hollywood Hustle home page. And type, I listen to the Hollywood Hustle show. I want the DVDs. Hashtag Hollywood Hustle. Okay? And then I'll hit you up on the low, get your address, and send you the prizes. That simple, people.
That simple. Easy mathematics.
I feel like I'm ready to wrap the show up and get my Friday started. All right. Of course, we have 10 minutes left of the show. I mean, obviously, we give the listeners what they came for. 646-668-8342. As I said, there's still a couple minutes left in the show. Couple other blind items we posted this week. Or I have one coming up about everyone's favorite soccer player, Cristiano Ronaldo. Do y'all know the tea about him? Well, I got the scoop coming up soon. Apparently he had to write
the soccer player.
The soccer player. You know, the tea is he likes other soccer players. Yeah, baby, that's the gag. And apparently, honey, I just read this online today as I was getting ready to just kind of go through and who do I need to reach out to behind the scenes to see what they have heard. And one of the things that I've long heard about his sexuality, so that's no secret. I mean, I heard from someone that him and Rihanna are butt buddies. You know, he likes to, for her to strap up and service him, you know, grocery style with, you know, a strap on. grocery style, I guess. So allegedly, your boy Cristiano had to write a big check to a woman. He was partying with a man, did not, he wasn't watching his back. Apparently, the female in the room caught wind of the situation, recorded the situation on her phone, and threatened to blackmail him, allegedly. He wrote a big check to her. Why am I never in that situation? I mean, I would never out someone. Like, I mean, I know you guys are saying, hey, but what are you doing right now? I'm saying allegedly. I'm not saying, hey, you know, if I had video footage of Cristiano making out with a man, I would never sell it to another publication. I would never post it on my own blog. But I would let him know I had it. And if he suggested that he would pay me for my silence, well, I wouldn't oppose. I wouldn't object. I mean, I was going to be silent anyway, but I'm just letting you know I got it. You know, what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, what else we got going on? Oh, your favorite boy, Xander.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry. Shout out to Golden State last night, man, for running through the Cleveland Cavaliers, man. I just had to throw that out there. I hope anybody that's listening is a LeBron fan, just so I can rub that in. I know it's the first game of the series, of a long series, but I don't think Cleveland will be able to keep up with that madness. Shout out to Golden State. Keep going, Hollywood.
No, babes, you got it. You got it. You got it. So I suppose at this point, you know, we'll get everybody. Oh, I also dropped some tea on Portia Williams. If you're a housewife, what do you call it? Housewife fan, Real Housewives of Atlanta fan, too. Go to the blind items category on EUR Web. Now, coming up, I'm supposed to be interviewing, fingers crossed, Miss Oprah and Miss Ava DuVernay next week for Greenleaf. Now, Queen Sugar. God, I feel like Oprah's got so many shows. Is it Queen Sugar, Greenleaf? I don't freaking know. It doesn't matter. What is it? Queen Sugar is Queen Sugar. But it's the greatness. So we'll see what's happening. I was also invited by an Oscar-winning director to the premiere of her film next Wednesday. We'll see what's up with that. I haven't received the invite officially yet, but she told me over the phone yesterday that I'm on the list. She wants to have wine with me and the star of the film. More details about that next week, possibly live from the event. So I'll more than likely be hosting a lot of live events, Hollywood-related events, as the summer movies roll out and the TV fall season begins here soon and the preparation, Hollywood preparation for that. So stay tuned. Lots will be happening. Lots of celebrity appearances to be made on the Hollywood Hustle show. And now that I'm winded with 6 minutes left in the show today, Redbeard, any parting words before we wrap up and stop orally molesting? I mean, you're sonically molesting everyone's ears and letting them get their weekend started.
No, other than, man, make sure y'all get at me, man, on this social media tip, Redbeard438 on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, whatever the case may be. And if you're trying to be a part of the Indy 15, I can't reiterate this enough. If you're trying to be a part of the Indy 15, email me at theindy15@gmail.com. Send me some material, clean material. And let's get things cracking, man. Let me help you get to where you're trying to be.
And as I stated at the top of the hour, in case you missed the announcement, I am going to be starting a audio drama series here on the Hollywood Hustle Show. Next week, I'll announce the full details about that to actors, voiceover actors. It's going to be a quick 3 to 5 minute serial audio drama surrounding around murder, intrigue, sex, mystery, lots of players. You can live anywhere in the world to be a part, you know, to lend your voice to a character. The only thing you need to have is, you know, access to a microphone, a great microphone, a recording system, or the ability to dial into our service, which I'll provide later at a later date, to record your lines. And more details about that next week, you know. The podcast will not only be on the audio drama, I should say, will not only air on this podcast, it will have its own website. You can promote it, obviously, any way you choose, you being the talent, and, of course, use it on your resume. All right? Rock and roll, people. The Hollywood Hustle Show.
Also,
here back. Yes, yes.
I ain't mean to cut you off, but also I want to put people on the heads up. I got a new music mini series that's getting ready to take, that's getting ready to drop real soon, called The Stain. It's featuring King Booma, and I had him on week one of the Indie 15 show. Be on the lookout for The Stain. It's a music mini series. It's going to be huge, people. We're filming. We're in the process of filming that right now. Look for it probably to drop probably end of July, maybe September, sometime around in there. Not sure yet, but it's coming real soon. That's The Stain, a music miniseries.
And, of course, as always, if you are a creator, a star in your own right, honey, social media star, YouTube star, filmmaker, director, it doesn't matter. You want to be featured just on The Hollywood Hustle Show in general, hit me up, 9mcgee1@gmail.com. And, of course, the live call-in number every week is 646-668-8342. And if you miss any parts of this show, the broadcast will replay about an hour or so. It takes time for it to upload after this show wraps. Peace and blessings to you all. I hope you enjoyed this hour and a half of The Hollywood Hustle Show. I'm your host, 9mcgee, a.k.a. 9hollywood, and we will see you back here next Wednesday and Friday, Red Beard.
You want some ketchup?
No, it wasn't fucking no more.